Hello and welcome to the Listening Project. It's a simple idea to allow two people to sit down and have a conversation that matters. To stop just for a while and really listen to what someone they care about is saying. The conversations will be stored by the British Library as an audio record of our times. Every weekday for the next month on BBC Radio Ulster, we'll be hearing a sample of what you've been talking about here in Northern Ireland. Like the conversation between retired husband and wife, Willie and Alison, from Belfast. Willie has enjoyed a life of sport, travel, career and motorbikes. Now in his mid-60s, he's facing an old age that's hard to plan for.
I had gone out to Spain.
Early?
Waiting for you.
You were waiting on the
terrace. On the terrace. And up you came.
And I zoomed up.
With your dirty old T-shirt and black arms from the road.
Road dirt.
And we had no telephone in the house and we didn't have mobile phones.
And it didn't.
But we just kind of knew. Matter. I sort of knew when you were going to arrive. See? Sixth sense. You say that you miss the bike. I mean, from the point of view driving it yourself, you would miss the being on the bike more than driving a car.
Oh, car, yeah.
Even though you were a fair-weather biker, really.
Yes, well, that's why I liked going down to Spain, because the weather was usually good and it didn't rain.
So what are the big differences for you when you think of before Alzheimer's?
Well, I think it's doing less and less, really. I mean, can't do anything dangerous anymore. Cutting the grass or anything.
Yes.
Or getting onto a bike. Or I can still carry bags about.
You can. Not so good at pouring a glass of wine because of the visual thing.
Yes, it's hard to...
Your handmaiden has to pour you wine.
Pour wine. Which I've selected.
But you keep me happy. I give you advice. Yes.
All the time.
And you tell me I'm wonderful.
Well, you are wonderful.
Well, that's very affirming. It wouldn't be as enjoyable doing it if the person you were doing it for wasn't as appreciative as you are. But we're not so stupid that we don't know that things will change.
Things will change. But you have to face up to it.
You do. But I think we will, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly if you're still around, you'd keep me in order.
I know. So I suppose I should be taking much better care of my own health.
You should be looking after yourself.
But then you look after me.
Well, I know, but I mean, I go out and walk some more than you do. You don't walk enough.
I don't walk enough. I'll turn over and eat. But I'm more active on my feet round about.
You are?
Yes.
Dancing?
Yes.
Dancing in the garden?
And I should take up the swimming again.
Take up the swimming.
I just want to look after you. And I want us to be happy.
Good.
And I want you to feel as best you can.
I am very happy.
And I love you dearly.
And I love you dearly too.
Willie and Alison from Belfast, recorded for the Listening Project. This ambitious new oral history exercise aims to collect conversations just like theirs from all around the country. The conversations will go on to be stored in a special sound archive at the British Library so that future generations can listen to them and find out more about who we all are. So if there's a conversation you'd like to have, we have a website at bbc.co.uk/listeningproject. I'm Helen Mark. Until the same time tomorrow and every weekday across January here on BBC Radio Ulster. Goodbye. Hello and welcome to the Listening Project. Marius and Alexandra are from Poland. They met 7 years ago in London before moving to Belfast, where they now live and work. They both say they are fascinated by Belfast, its politics and its history. But how much do they want to commit to the city? Here's what they had to say when they recorded their conversation for the Listening Project.
You hate Belfast sometimes, you tell
me. Sometimes, of course. Everyone's need a break. Mm-hmm. Everyone need to go for holiday.
Would you miss Belfast if you left?
Sure.
Exactly. This is what I felt recently, that here I
is
really...
Yes, here is no atmosphere like any other place.
But it's like really deranged city, crazy city in a positive and bad way.
But this is the soul of that place.
But you said once that the place doesn't have a soul.
Well, the soul...
Not even once you said
that. You know, it's completely different meaning of the soul.
What's the meaning of the soul now?
Yes.
You told me several times that this place doesn't have a soul.
Well, I think because I thought about more artistic, but here is more based on the history. It's different kind of soul.
So it has a soul or not?
Some kind, yes.
But what
but
kind?
This is... What kind? The hurt.
They are hurt.
They are hurt.
The pain here. I sometimes think that in some places here you can feel the pain.
Oh,
you
yes.
You just enter and you feel the pain. Remember this older guy who was covered with tattoos and he said, I don't want this to happen anymore because of I don't want my kids to see what to go through what I went through. Remember
that this was extraordinary.
This face.
Yes.
Very kind of... He was not that old, in his 50s, and his face was so sad. What about family here?
I know it's very important for you and for me as well, but...
Could you imagine our child to be living in Belfast and learning, speaking Polish with Belfast accent, then to choose a school, Catholic and Protestant?
Oh,
fortunately,
yes.
There are these integrated schools.
We can have a two, and then one will go to the one school.
And then
they
can fight at home. And one will have British flags in their room, and the second one will have Irish.
Yes.
And we will have parade commission, because the child will want to parade at home in the living room.
Fight.
That's a brilliant idea. Could you die here?
That's a good question. I have you on the side of me, so probably it's that's most important, to be with someone who loves you.
Being Belfast was personally the hardest time for me in my life, as you know, but then it appeared to be the best part of my life. I don't know what will happen, but without you I would just not be able to be here and anywhere else.
Marius and Alexandra. The Listening Project is your chance to have a conversation. Hello and welcome to The Listening Project. The idea is to record and then archive conversations between loved ones, family members and friends, people just like you talking about things that really matter. Brothers Kieron and Brendan are from a family of four and grew up in Dublin. In the year 2000, Brendan became ill with a disease that affected his kidneys. It was serious stuff. After years of dialysis and failing health, Kieron took the test to show he was a perfect match for his brother. He decided to donate one of his kidneys. This is their conversation for the Listening Project.
I suppose I'd known about this all my life, to be honest with you, that fundamentally you had this good side.
I didn't realise that you thought I had such a bad side as well.
No, it's not a bad side, but it's kind of this hidden depth in a way.
Because of the disapproval I felt over the years, it was good to get your approval.
I didn't realise that you felt the disapproval was so strong.
Neither did I till just now. I've just said it now.
It's frustrating personally that I'm not as well as I'd expected or wanted to be. But I feel, and I can't help feeling this, that I've let down Well, I feel I've let down everyone who helped get me this far.
I mean, you can stop feeling that.
But I definitely wish. I wish I'd been able to do more with this.
We're the ones who wish that you were better. For you. For me, I was very weak for a few months. I didn't mind at all. Quite enjoyed once I got home. Apart from the fact when I got really ill in the hospital from the morphine, I think, I quite enjoyed my time off. Even the scar is kind of fading. So it's frustrating. I mean, at Christmas, Colm was up and he was stayed with us tonight and he's worried. He said, are you worried about Brown? I said, of course I'm worried about him. But nobody wants you to feel, you haven't let down anybody. How would you let down somebody?
I often relive in my mind what would have happened if you hadn't have made it and how I would have felt with this kidney and how I would have felt without it. It's an unbelievable act of generosity. It annoys me when I get annoyed with you as people get annoyed with people. You know, if something you do now annoys me, I kind of think. Part of me, initially I used to say, oh, Jesus, you shouldn't think like that. He gave you a kidney. Now part of me thinks, think away because he's still your brother.
Absolutely.
And to be honest with you, it took me a long time to think that. But I still will always be in the background. I can't get over this gift. It has changed my life. I want to continue to get better, but I'm so happy to have it.
I suppose I'm delighted to have had the opportunity. Sounds ridiculous. I'm glad I had the opportunity.
I'm glad you took it.
Brendan and Kieron. Within the last few weeks, Brendan passed away, and his family have requested that we broadcast this conversation in his memory. I'm Helen Mark, and I'll be back with another edition of The Listening Project tomorrow at 5 to 12. Hello and welcome to The Listening Project. It's your chance to sit down and have a conversation with someone you really care about stuff that matters. Jim and Joan have been married for years. They're both now retired, live in Belfast, and have an impressive 11 grandchildren. Joan's passion is for gardening, and Jim likes to carry on his skills learnt as a shipyard joiner to now make models of ships. Here's what happened when Jim and Joan sat down to really, really talk to each other.
When I retired, I thought, oh, we'll have plenty of time yes. now to do things. But the thing is, the strange thing is, we haven't.
We haven't.
No, time is
absolutely
fleeting. It's so fleeting. And I think the older one gets, the faster time goes.
Well, I mean, it's just...
And the reason for that is because when you're 7-year-old, a year in your life is a seventh of your day. But when you're coming up to 80, a year is only a fragment, an 80th of your life.
I thought when you came to 70, I mean 70, and your mind was very old.
Yes, but...
I mean, I'm coming 75, and you're now heading towards 80.
Yes. Here's a question that I've never asked you before. If I predeceased you, would you marry again?
Oh, no. No. You're irreplaceable.
Oh,
absolutely.
No, but seriously.
You know, I don't know how you feel, but I feel exactly the same as I did in our younger days.
Yes.
We love each other probably more now.
What did the King Solomon say, that two are better than one, because you can share the joys?
That's right.
Well, if you predecessed me, I don't think I would marry, because it would be unfillable. The gap that there would be.
No. It's just like getting another cat.
Yeah, no,
with our cat dying just this past couple of weeks.
No, it's awful, isn't it?
It's irreplaceable. So what is a person?
I keep looking at the radiator to see if she's sitting on it.
And you hear her sounds.
That's it.
And when you open the door, you expect her to be there.
That's right.
Or sit in the porch.
I know.
Or coming to meet you.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're there when I'm human, I'm happy.
I just thought, there's this silence just because you've lost a cat. Yeah. What is it like when your partner is no longer there? It doesn't bear thinking about.
No.
Joan and Jim in conversation for the Listening Project. Hello and welcome to the Listening Project. Now, in my experience, it's not too often you get brothers really talking about how they feel about each other. That's what makes today's conversation all the more enticing. So sit back, relax, and just listen to the bond of brothers that is Mark and Neil.
Are you a good brother?
Am I a good brother? Well, I'm going to reverse that. I think that I am. Well, I'll say it first. I think that I am a good brother. But I'm going to reverse it straight away and ask you, do you think I'm a good brother?
Yes, I think you're the best brother ever because you take me everywhere.
I just feel as if I have to protect you.
Yes.
You know, and just in case anything was ever to go wrong or anybody was ever to annoy you, that I would be there to protect you. And I really enjoy spending time with you. I can remember when you were born, Mark, back in, what year was it?
1992.
1992, so I was about 13 years of age. I can remember when you were born and you being my wee brother and me teaching you whenever you were a baby. I had to nip your tongue and keep, you used to have your tongue out all the time, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You used to be lying with your eyes closed but your tongue out, but I used to have to nip your tongue and keep it in. Do you know why?
It's a wee bit rude.
Oh, and oh, that, yes, oh, no, you're not allowed to stick your tongue out, I know that, and you don't do it. But I used to nip your tongue to get you to keep it in, because sometimes people with a disability, maybe that you have, their tongue would be out, and you have to nip it. So you have to teach. Can you remember me teaching you things when you were a baby? No.
No, don't.
I can remember teaching you everything. I've taught you everything from drawing and different things. But I've never treated you any different. Sure, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
And do you remember whenever, with my own interest, do you know what interests me? Whenever I was younger, what interested me?
Football.
And do you have any memories about being down the football field, what you done with me?
Water boy.
You done the water boy? Do you remember whenever I was injured and you brought me on the water?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Because I just didn't want to see you getting hurt.
You don't want to see me getting hurt?
No.
Do you ever want to see me getting hurt?
No.
No? Why not?
Because it could be painful.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that you have to protect me?
Yes.
Do you? Are you aware, Mark, that you may have you may be slightly different from other people? Do you think you are?
I don't know, really.
No. You've heard of Down syndrome, haven't you?
Yes.
And you have Down syndrome, isn't that? Is that right?
I think so, yes.
You aren't sure if you have or not. But, well, you do have, okay? But the fact that you're not sure is very important to me, because that means that throughout my life I've treated you no different than I would anybody else. I don't treat you any different, sure I don't.
No, you don't. You treat me the way I want to be treated.
Which
is normal.
Good ma.
When are we going to Glasgow again?
Neil and Mark in conversation for the Listening Project. If you're feeling you'd like to sit down and record a conversation that really matters, then find out how at bbc.co.uk/listeningproject.